It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
The very existence of some credit unions in Barbados might very well be at stake. It is a concern credit union leaders are faced with on a daily basis, and unknowingly too for many of the 230,000 plus members of their movement that has put low interest loans in the hands of many families for basic needs such as acquiring a home or a car to get to work. The dark cloud they and other financial institutions face is meeting a September deadline with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development over anti-money laundering and anti-terrorism compliance. There's no issue of any financially devious behavior by any credit union. It all has to do with regulatory compliance, very costly regulatory compliance. Chairman of the Board of Directors of the Police Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Hallie Haynes, says it will cost this union upwards of $40,000 for staff training and upgrading of its data systems. Credit union sources tell Blockchain Business there are real fears some of the smaller credit unions may not be able to meet such costs or higher. Failure to meet the regulatory compliance for the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development could result in hefty fines or, in a worst case scenario, termination of the credit union's license. One credit union source expressed concern over whether the dictates of the OECD is as administered by the Financial Services Commission, are being interpreted correctly. Attorney General Dale Marshall has indicated that Barbados is working hard to meet OECD compliance regulations. Credit union leaders agree that regulatory compliance is a recurrent annual cost as compared with a one-off budgetary cost. In any event, these costs will result in a reduction of benefits to ordinary credit union members due to the diversion of funds to compliance. It is perhaps interesting that the role of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has as its motto the development of policy standards to promote sustainable economic development. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.